This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and Britain are teaming up with Australia to develop a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. The partnership, which is called AUKUS, will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our military capabilities and critical technologies. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson stressed the new trilateral security partnership will focus on the Indo-Pacific region. Although none of the three leaders mentioned China in their remarks on Wednesday, analysts see this as another move by Western allies to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arenas. China's Navy has a fleet of 60 submarines, which includes 6 nuclear-powered attack submarines. An earthquake collapsed homes, killed at least 2 people, injured dozens more Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province, according to state media. Xinhua News Agency said rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6.0 earthquake. Western China is regularly hit by earthquakes. The South Korean military said Thursday that both Seoul and Washington were closely looking into the ballistic missiles that North Korea tested on Wednesday. North Korea said Thursday it successfully launched ballistic missiles from a train for the first time and was continuing to bolster its defenses. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency said the missiles struck a sea target. The South Korean and Japanese militaries said earlier that North Korea's 2 short-range ballistic missiles landed inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, but outside its territorial waters. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Gold medal winning gymnast Simone Biles and some of her teammates called out the FBI and others over sexual abuse by USA gymnastic team Dr. Larry Nassar. The FBI acknowledges missteps in allowing Nassar to remain free for months, even after his abuse was reported in 2015. At a hearing and news conference, Jessica Howard and Ali Raisman said the FBI failed them. There are 120 people who would not have been victims had one FBI agent made a proper report or phone call. FBI Chief Chris Wray says some agents did not, and he's pledging changes. China tightened lockdowns and increased orders for mass testing in cities along its coast Wednesday amid the latest surge in COVID-19 cases. The National Health Commission on Wednesday said an additional 50 cases had been diagnosed in various parts of Fujian, most of them in the Putian region, since the start of the pandemic, first detected in late 2019 in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. China has imposed strict testing, lockdowns, quarantines, and mask-wearing requirements. China has largely stopped the spread of COVID-19, but new outbreaks continue to occur in various parts of the country. A Delta variant outbreak in July and August spread to several provinces, raising concern about new and more contagious variants. Well, 4 tourists aboard a SpaceX capsule have started their 3-day journey into space. The crew, which consists of only civilians, launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida Wednesday evening. The 4 crewmates have spent 5 months in rigorous preparations, including altitude fitness, emergency drills, classroom work, and medical exams. Commander Jared Isaacman, who has flight experience and is financing the mission, said the main goal of Inspiration 4 spaceflight is to raise awareness and support for his favorite charity, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, the Biden administration began notifying governors and state refugee coordinators across the country Wednesday about how many Afghan refugees or evacuees from among the first group of 37,000 arrivals are slated to be resettled in their state. California is to take more arrivals than any, more than 5,200 people, according to the State Department data for Afghan Placement and Assistance Program obtained by the Associated Press. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.